Right, so here's Joel Murphy, and he's going to tell us why he prefers Belfast to Birmingham.
Well, it's not that I prefer Belfast to Birmingham. It's more that this is my home, and I've spent 10 years in Birmingham, and I don't feel that I have any roots in Birmingham. And also, I think that Belfast has a lot more music going on in it than Birmingham, or has it's represented better. There's a lot more venues. It's just a much more pleasant city. I like being at home.
Fair enough. But yeah, you were saying like the music scene in Birmingham isn't as great as the one in
Well,
Belfast.
it's not great. I just don't think it's represented.
In what way?
Well, for example, the closure of the Spotted Dog, for example, and the attempted
Yeah, it's
closure
not
of the
closed
Rainbow.
yet, but the Rainbow looks like it's on its, you know, it will be getting a noise abatement order.
I don't think that's very supportive to the live music scene. Not that Birmingham doesn't have a live music scene, because it's got a fantastic, like, history of
Does the
bands.
council support it more here then?
I think it definitely does, yeah. There's a music industry commission, the Northern Irish Music Industry Commission supports a lot of bands, pushes bands like Snow Patrol and Ash up to the forefront. Venues like what we're in now, the Ulster Hall's just been revamped, and it's used for a lot of, like, from classical music, the Ulster Orchestra do stuff here, to rock bands, punk bands.
Yeah, it looks a bit like our town hall, actually.
Yeah. It's been one of the historic places of Belfast music scene, really. You know, and there's a whole load of other venues, like the Black Box, which has regular live music.
Oh, we were in there earlier. There was an evangelical mass going on.
Right.
We got invited in. But yeah, I hear there's like more live music stuff in there than religion.
Yeah, no, it's been just a bizarre one-off for a Sunday or something. But there's a lot of festivals happening in Belfast as well, which I think is great. You know, there's like every Sunday they have a street festival, like Festival of Fools, and they have comedians and jugglers and acrobats.
And do you not feel Arts Fest or Birmingham festivals kind of live up to
Well,
them?
no, because it's just once a year, and it's, you know, you only have one weekend in a year where you've got something, whereas here they've got it every weekend, you know. Like today, if you go out between 2 and 4, there's some stuff going on in different parts of the city.
All right.
You know, so there's something going on, basically. You know, I feel that there's a real buzz about Belfast at the minute. You know,
All right.
I think for me in Birmingham, you know, I attempted to sort of get things going, and really, in the end, I realised that I'd be better off being in a place where it's already going and just getting on with my thing.
And you're not fighting an uphill battle.
No, you know, closure of venues, things like that, it's not conducive to a good live music scene. You know, and it's a shame, really. But, you know, apart from that, I think Birmingham's got some fantastic stuff going on in it, but it needs nurtured.
Too right.
So,
oh, well. Cheers. Thank you.
Thank you.
Say
very
goodbye
much.
To the internet.
Bye bye, internet. Did you go and,